If you're a wood duck, migrating hundreds of miles might be something you're used to, but you still probably want to take a break every once in a while, and the crystal blue banks of Lake Michigan might seem like the perfect place to do just that. That is, until you mistake a window's reflection for the actual lake, hit the window full speed, and then die. This is the case for many Chicago and Evanston resident and migratory birds. This past weekend, over 100 million birds were predicted to be migrating at night in the United States, and over all of spring migration, from March to June, billions of birds migrate across North America. In the course of migration, or just flying around, over 600 million birds die in the US each year from collisions. Chicago is the worst ranked city for bird collisions in the entire nation.
Well, I'd always heard that there were these instances of people reporting birds that were hitting windows in downtown Chicago, and it was, and it seemed like this dire problem that nobody really had a solution for, and maybe a lot of people just considered it collateral damage, and that, you know, what are you going to do about this?
That's Annette Prince, director of the Chicago Bird Collision Monitors.
Really, I'm interested in it because I think birds are wonderful, and I'm very dismayed that when they travel through our area, they're in so much danger. And even though I can't protect some of the habitat loss that they're experiencing, it's just as vital that during their passages between North and South, we give them safe passages. We can do things that improve their ability to survive what is a marathon, an amazing journey that they make every year.
Chicago is known for its beautiful architecture. Just walk by the Chicago River and listen to an architecture tour host telling dozens of people on their boat. But many buildings in Chicago have massive windows. These may look appealing to us, but especially when combined with bright lighting at night and their location along migratory paths, they can be detrimental to birds. But the bird deaths don't stop in Chicago. On Northwestern's campus, several buildings are particularly problematic for birds.
At one point back in 2017, people really made a push about the fact that, you know, they've been asking for years for Northwestern to do something and reporting the casualties. And there was a very receptive person who was in community relations at Northwestern at that point, who was really open to retrofitting one of the buildings on campus, which is the Francis Searle building. And after retrofitting that, it opened the opportunity to both show how by monitoring that building after they added the window film, what a significant decrease we had in bird strikes. If you had to pick the top three buildings that we have the most concern about, it would be the Kellogg Global Hub, the Ryan Athletic Center, and the Mudd Library.
Since these buildings are already built and are used frequently in promotional material, it seems unlikely that they could be altered substantially for the sake of birds. But there are still many precautions that can be and have been put in place to try to mitigate the illusionistic effects of windows and lights.
The Kellogg Global Hub, even though they have done some mitigation on that building, they added window film onto the east side of it, which is the place where birds are both seeing a deadly reflection or a transparency in that glass of a whole, you know, green space that is adjacent to the east side of that building. And by adding the retrofitting, the number of strikes on that side has been maybe cut in half, but still, you know, from 100 birds killed, now it's 50. Still, you know, it's a building that has so much glass. There's just so many areas that now that it's already up, trying to find ways to cover or protect or change all that glass is a very challenging task.
Still, there are more precautions that could be taken, including with lighting.
Lighting can be very dangerous, and we have seen that the buildings that leave the shades up and lights on have an increased number of bird strikes. The Ryan Athletic Center, which kind of comes in number three, that if they leave their lighting on, it's almost like a lighthouse beacon that can be very dangerous as far as drawing birds in to begin with. Light seems to attract birds from their migratory path. They're already navigating and orienting themselves by the stars and the moon. They use light in different ways to find their way. When they're flying, we've seen them be drawn miles away from where they were normally flying to come towards that light in a disoriented way that then brings in the opportunity or the misfortune to come to encounter the glass that's in that building.
According to Prince, even with protections in place and the improvements that have been observed, birds of all sizes are still in danger from these architectural trends.
we've really seen everything, for, including endangered species. We had a leased bittern that hit the Kellogg building, I think it was last year. The lakefront campus is such an inviting place. It's a nice habitat. It's a green space that birds that have been flying all night, which is what the majority of these migratory birds are doing, is they're coming off of a path that was following the lakefront. And a campus like Northwestern looks very inviting. It's almost an obligation if you have buildings next to this sort of very inviting habitat to try to do something to make sure that the birds that encounter them aren't going to face additional danger. And when I see the fact that someone either has rescued something and brought it to me, or they've seen me rescuing something and they get an appreciation for how important this issue is and how what a big difference some simple things like turning some lights out, drawing some drapes, seeing that register for people is meaningful to me. If a building was killing 10 people a year, we'd be making sure that building changed its ways. We might have to close that building down. That just wouldn't be acceptable. But some buildings killing hundreds or thousands of birds is either looked at as collateral damage or something that is, what are you going to do about it? And the fact that we have ways to do something about it, we have the power to change that. It's not a hopeless or confusing problem, because in some way, some of the environmental issues in this world are very complex, and it's really hard to know all the things we have to do to fix them. And we have a lot of good strategies for fixing the buildings.
If you do find an injured bird, you can put the bird into a paper bag, or for larger birds, wait with them while calling the Chicago Bird Collision Monitors hotline at 773-988-1867.
You really should care that our environment could crash if these birds are no longer part of a vital chain of life that controls insects, pollinates, plants, that we rely on, whether we're aware of or fond of birds at all. They're so critical to us surviving and going on. We need to protect these birds for their sake and for our own sake.
For WNUR News, I'm Helen Bradshaw.